Hello, baby. Hello.
It looks just like me.
Yes, it does, but smaller.
Well, yes.
Well, and it looks just like me. It has my hair.
Yes, it does.
Well, I wonder if it would have been better off having your hair.
Oh, your hair is lovely.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello, baby.
Hello.
Daddy's little baked potato.
Don't call the child a baked potato.
It's a term of affection.
It isn't. It's a food. No one wants to be called a baked potato. We don't want it to have problems in kindergarten or marriage because you called it a baked potato.
Look, it seems to me you're losing your sense of humor.
I just don't want to make the child insane. That's all.
And good morning and welcome to a 1001 Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And tomorrow, Centenary's Marjorie Lyons Playhouse kicks off its 2012-13 main stage season with an award-winning playwright, Christopher Durang's zany and touching dark comedy, Baby with the Bathwater. And joining me this morning are Emily Hugater, assistant professor of theater and the director of this production, and also Jordan Fell and Josh Rabelais, who you just heard in an excerpt from this play. They're playing the lead role, the parents, in this play, Baby with the Bathwater. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Now, this play takes what would be called terribly dysfunctional parenting and sort of turns it on its head. Can you tell us a little bit about the premise of the story behind this?
Well, the basis for the play is parenting, and what we thought when we first read through the script was these people are crazy, but they're so real. So in trying to do something right, they kind of mess up the child. And
they think that it's the best method, and they go on their instincts, but their instincts aren't always necessarily the right decision, but Right. They're trying to be the best that they can.
It opens with them as new parents, you know, speaking to the baby in the bassinet. Mm-hmm. And you see the relationship between the two of them and how essentially taking care of the baby throws them off course, you know, because it's something that they planned, but it seems like something they were ill-prepared for. And in being ill-prepared and in trying, they just continue to mess it up. And the inconsistency there is what Daisy complains right. about in the end.
And Daisy turns out to be of the XY gender.
Yes, which you don't discover until later.
Right, and ends up, quite frankly, with a lot of therapy going on in his life. The parents, by the way, are called the Dingleberries. And the Dingleberries, although, you know, quite neurotic in a lot of ways, are also quite engaging. This play looks at how adults often misread the signs that children give off. Can you talk a little bit about some of the signs that he gives off?
An obvious example is the gender confusion, that they never acknowledge its gender, and so they dress the he in dresses and call it Daisy and confuse it to the point that, you know, no matter what the child's natural instincts are, it's something that's taboo for the parents to talk about.
Now, you have quite of an exciting cast, and you're directing this production. Can you tell us about the various students that are working on this
production? Sure. We have a really exciting cast. We have Josh, who is a senior, playing John. We have Jordan, who is a sophomore, playing Helen. We have Jonathan Slocum, playing Daisy, who is a freshman. He's brand new to us. We have another freshman named Ashley Frisbee, who is playing a multitude of women's roles. And then we have MLP veteran Sandy Rather. She's playing Nanny and the principal and one of the mothers in the part.
And in the case of the nanny, this is not necessarily the Mary Poppins type nanny.
We've made some very specific visual choices that harken her back to Mary Poppins, but she is definitely a very twisted Mary Poppins. We also have one more character, Christian Roberson, who is a sophomore, and he is playing Daisy's therapist. And we actually don't ever get to see Daisy's therapist. It's all done on offstage mics.
I just want to read a quick quote from the New York Times reviewer Frank Rich. He says, Durang in this is a playwright who shares sort of Jonathan Swift's bleak view of humanity. He ends up conquering bitterness and finds a way to turn rage into comedy that is both redemptive as well as funny. Can you talk a little bit about the redemptive qualities that come through?
Sure. The play is just a freight train of a comedy that rolls through parental relationships and familial relationships that we all really recognize. One of the things that we see in the last scene with Daisy, we see that Daisy finds himself in a situation, an unplanned situation, where he has his own child. And we watch Daisy, in caring for this child, fall back into the same patterns that his parents set. And then we get to watch Daisy very consciously stop himself and make the choice to break the pattern, to stop the bad choices for the next generation. So it really begs the question, does your upbringing have to define you as a person?
And that is Christopher Durang's play, The Baby with the Bathwater. It opens Friday night at 8 p.m. at Centenary College's Marjorie Lyons Playhouse and runs through October 6th. You can get showtimes and ticket information by visiting the centenary.edu/playhouse website, or you can call 318-869-5242. Jordan, Josh, and Emily, I want to thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you. We appreciate your time.
This has been a 1001 Spotlight for Red River Radio. I'm Bill Beckett.
You wanted to be responsible, don't you remember? That week after you stayed behind the refrigerator, you came to me and said, "Helen, the immaturities of my youth are now over. Let's make a baby." And we did. Don't you remember?
I need professional help. I want to go to McLean's in Massachusetts. That's the institution James Taylor was in for a time, and he seemed so tranquil and calm in his concert. Why, Annie has a home in Martha's Vineyard. Perhaps when the doctor says I'm ready, I could get my own home.
John, live up to your responsibilities!